This is a big iceberg in Antarctica, either scraping against the ocean bottom or another iceberg. It's called an ice quake. It's one of many types and probably quite similar to what has been happening almost every day for the last few weeks in the mountains and glaciers near Mount Ogden, about 40 miles directly east of Juneau. Southeast Alaska made headlines in some blogs and online news sites recently, with some people connecting them to the area's recent heat wave. Fact is, scientists have been studying them for a long, long time. They are not anything new. Seismologist Natalia Rupert of the Alaska Earthquake Center says there were 360 ice quakes in the area last year, including some significant shakers.
They were up to magnitude 3. And magnitude 3 is a quite significant signal that some of those ice quakes were reported to be felt in Juneau. So those were quite large.
This year, the ice quake started in May, with a big spike in activity starting 4 days before late June's heat wave in southeast Alaska. For those of you who might be new to ice quakes or glaciology, let's get a few things out of the way first. Scientists can't see or feel the quakes themselves, so they use seismometers. That's the same tool or piece of equipment that they use to detect earthquakes and measure their intensity.
Ice is always moving, ice is always deforming and cracking, and every time it moves, deforms, or cracks, it creates some energy that propagates in a form of seismic waves, and our seismic sensors are able to record that energy.
Ice quakes actually may be caused by many different things. A glacier scrapes against the bedrock, or a crevasse might open up. In Greenland and Antarctica, giant icebergs slowly breaking away from glaciers create vibrations that can be detected around the world. In Antarctica, scientists detected seismic activity which revealed how a giant river of ice lurches ahead into the ocean every 12 hours as the tide rises and falls. So, how do scientists know the difference between an earthquake and an ice quake when they're looking at the data? Turns out that data looks and even sounds different. You know those squiggly and jumpy lines on a seismometer graph as it records an earthquake? If you were to convert that to a sound file, the magnitude 9 earthquake in Japan in 2011 would sound like this. While ice quakes, like this calving iceberg in Greenland, don't have a lot of high frequencies and they start more gradually. Earthquake. Icequake. Earthquake. Icequake. Hear the difference? Glacial seismologist Rick Astor of Colorado State University says they've actually known about icequakes around Juneau, Wright Glacier, and Mount Ogden for decades. As the glacial ice flows down the valleys, Astor says friction and obstructions can slow it down. But then temperatures rise every spring and summer, and snowmelt and rainfall increases.
The seasonal influx of water into the glacier can make it more likely to slip. And in this case, the annual cycle of melting water and water getting under the glacier drives the seasonality to the occurrence of these ice quakes as the glacier slips at its base.
Astor says there are even practical applications for seismometers to detect ice quakes created by glacial outburst floods.
This is happening in Iceland now, for example, where they have enormous glacier floods, and the seismometers can detect when the water is coming out of the ice cap before it appears on the surface.
That was actually done very close to Juneau's Mendenhall Glacier a few years ago. A temporary seismometer was able to detect the ground shaking during a yokolop, or a glacial outburst flood, because of the force of all that water gushing through cracks in the glacier. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.